The goal here is to get yourself to a place of neutrality, because as long as you are making a positive or a negative association, money is controlling you. You are not controlling money.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world. Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, and I am so excited to share with you this episode. It's a bit different than the rest of the episodes, but I'm so excited for you to truly get a glimpse of what it's like to work with me. Okay, now let's get on with the podcast episode.
So I'm super excited about this masterclass because I'm talking about some things that I actually haven't talked about before, and I have a very special guest and potentially two very special guests coming on the masterclass. But I'm really going to be talking about and discussing how I actually shifted and changed my money story, like how I went from financial disaster to living this life that I'm living right now, because I'm talking about some things that I actually haven't talked about before. And I have a very special guest and potentially two very special guests coming on the masterclass tonight. But I'm really going to be talking about and discussing how I actually shifted and changed my money story, like how I went from financial disaster to living this life that I'm living right now. So what I wanted to chat with you guys about today is there was massive, massive transference onto money. And not all of it negative. So half of you were money is evil, right? People who have money is evil. These are my beliefs, right? This is my belief system, my limiting beliefs. People who have money are evil. Money's horrible. But then the other half of you were like, money's amazing, right? I love money. Money's amazing. And so what I want to talk about today is neutrality, because it is such an important part of this work, especially when we first start deconstructing our financial slavery consciousness. It is those polarities that keep us broke. It is those polarities that keep us firmly entrenched in the program. Because when we are making those types of association, we're actually giving our power away. We're still giving our power away to money, either to the fact that it's bad and it's evil and it controls us and it can manipulate us, or that it's this amazing thing that has the ability to completely change our lives. Because the fact of the matter is, money does not change your life. You change your life. Money is not God. Money is not this solution that's going to make everything in your life better. Now, money is an incredible, incredible resource and ally. And once you have done the work and once you have deconstructed your existing money story, it's absolutely amazing to enter into a devotional relationship with money. But that really is kind of phase two wealth consciousness work. Like, you've really got to get to the bottom of what your patterns are around money and why you're allowing it to take on these positive or negative associations in your life. It is exactly what the global financial elite want us to do. They want us to believe that money has the power to change our lives. And that's actually not true. You have the power to change your life. The power of your decision has the power to change your life. How you show up in the world has the power to change your life. It actually has absolutely nothing to do with money, wealth, or currency. When we realize that, when we begin to look at money as what it is, which is simply a neutral resource, and we stop assigning it a negative or a positive association, that is when we truly begin to be able to use it as a resource. And so I really want to challenge you today to start to look at your associations. This is going to be harder for those of you that have positive associations with money, because some of you may have positive associations with money and you have shifted from negative associations to positive associations and you've had a little bit of success, right? So you've shifted out of that really negative mindset into a positive mindset. And because of that, you've seen some results. Because when you're shifting your vibration from a lower vibrational state to a higher vibrational state, you're always going to have results. But what I'm telling you is those results are not long lasting, and they are not the results of your infinite potential. They are not the results of what you can achieve if you get to that place of neutrality. And so I really want you to begin looking at this. I really want you to begin to look at what are my negative and my positive associations with money. So a really great way to do this is to look at it, to do a really simple exercise. It's one of my favorites. It is you sit down and you make a list. And you may need to make the list over several days because it may not all come to you at once. But you make a list. People who have money are, and you write all the positive things that you believe people who have money are. And then you write people who have money are, and you write all the negative things. So people who have money are assholes. People who have money are greedy. People who have money are the devil's spawn. I don't know. People who have money are generous. People who have money are lucky. People who have money live a better life than I do. Like whatever those things are, that those associations that you make around money, I want you to write them all down. And then I want you to disprove every single one of those to yourself. All of the negative ones you disprove and all of the positive ones you disprove. So people who have money are generous. Well, that one's quite easy to disprove because you can literally just look around and find a bunch of asshats who have fuck tons of money, right? So that one's easy. Not all people who have money are generous, right? People who have money are luckier than me. Like you can also find a whole bunch of unlucky, miserable, rich people. And so in that situation, you would be like, but look at these amazing things that happened in my life. And look at all these horrible things that happened to this guy, right? So because the question here is it ultimately true? Is it ultimately true that people who have money are greedy? Is it ultimately true that people who have money have a better life than you? Is it ultimately true? And when you can get yourself to a place of neutrality here, then the real fun begins. Because then you actually begin to play with the energy of money as it was intended, instead of having a positive or a negative transference onto something that is simply energy. The other way that you can do this, that I recommend you actually do both ways, is because you are making associations every second of every day when you meet people. You're making judgments about whether you think they have a lot of money or not. When you see me, you make a judgment immediately about whether or not I have a lot of money. Even if you didn't know me and you met me in the street, you would make an association based on maybe the way I was dressed, maybe the way my hair looked, maybe the car I was in. Like we are making assumptions and associations around money all day, every day. So it's really important to begin to deconstruct this because you can't see clearly until you do. So the other exercise here is money does, or money gives. All the positive things, money is, money does, money gives, all the negative things, right? And again, you're gonna go through and you're gonna disprove these to yourself, line item by line item. The goal here is to get yourself to a place of neutrality, because as long as you are making a positive or a negative association, money is controlling you. You are not controlling money.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right, just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time. So click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me. So do the thing. Now back to the podcast.
When we are constantly reinforcing our beliefs around money having control of us in little ways every single day, we continue to give our power away to it. So even those associations you're making when you meet people, they are negatively reinforcing a belief that money provides a certain thing, that money looks a certain way, that money affects you in a certain way. And we disempower ourselves. We disempower how powerful we are as creators, and that it actually isn't the money that creates the opportunity. It's us. Now, is it a resource? Hell yeah. Is it an ally? Yes. When you get to that place of neutrality, then you can begin looking at money as an ally. You can begin looking at money for what it actually is, which is a neutral resource that is there to help you achieve your infinite potential. And that is where the real power comes in. That is where the true power comes in. This work, I told you guys in the beginning that this actually isn't about money. This work actually isn't about money. This work is about getting you to step into your power. This work is about getting you to fully embrace that you are the most powerful creator in your reality, and that you absolutely have the ability to tap into the quantum field and bend matter to your will. You do. And you have done it multiple times in your life. And that's another really great exercise actually for you to do, is to begin to remember and write down the times when you have actually been able to manipulate matter to your will. When have you made a miracle happen? When have you come through in the 13th hour with money, for example, right? Like, these are great reflection exercises to do, because it brings back the attention to who actually made that happen. Was it money? Did money make that happen? No, you made that happen. You made that happen. You brought that thing home. You bent that matter to your will. You created that ultimate outcome in your life and in your reality. And so all of this work, it's about shifting the power back to you. It's very difficult to own our power when we are full of emotional conditioning and programming. And so that is where the emotional clearing work really comes into play. Until we can clear that up, it's impossible to reinforce neutrality, right? Like, it really is impossible to get to a place of neutrality when we're carrying around not only our own baggage and our own programming and our own conditioning, but literally generations of programming and conditioning. And so those of you that were on the call last night saw how powerful doing a clear inside one generation can be. So imagine the clears that we do in Ouroboros when we're looking 20 generations back. We're clearing your entire maternal ancestral line. We're clearing your entire paternal ancestral line. And then we're individually looking at you in the timeline that is your life. And we're doing that clearing. And then we're clearing you as a multidimensional being, which we haven't even talked about. But, you know, we're looking at the 13 chakra system and the 13 dimensions, and we're clearing you from that perspective as well. So essentially what Ouroboros gives you is a clean slate. It gives you a vessel, a psyche, an aura that is clear of conditioning and programming around money, wealth, abundance, currency, and prosperity. And it enables you through that clearing to step into worthiness and deserving. And when you are able to step into worthiness and deserving, you are actually able to take your power back. And that combined with the neutrality that you receive from deconstructing all that programming and conditioning and clearing out all of that emotional conditioning, that is what gives you the ability to go out into the world and use money as what it was meant to be, which is a beautiful, amazing resource. And it's that and so much more. So somebody was asking me a couple days ago about if I talk about or if I activate transmissions around purpose work, like if I help people step into purpose work in Ouroboros. And my response was that no, I don't do that. That's not actually what Ouroboros is about, but it's a beautiful byproduct of the work that we do. And you will frequently see people having huge aha moments about what their purpose is in the middle of Ouroboros. And then they go out and start their businesses. And then by the end of Ouroboros, they're already being wildly financially successful in their businesses. Because when we get the programming and the conditioning out of the way, when we get all the bullshit out of the way, we're actually able to show up as the most true, most authentic version of ourselves. Also, when we get that emotional conditioning and programming out of the way, our bandwidth is cleared up for the messages that are already coming through from the divine, but you're just too clogged up to be able to receive them around what your purpose is. And so many people step into greater levels of purpose during Ouroboros, and many people start new businesses, and many people go out and become wildly financially successful on the heels of doing Ouroboros. So while it's not about that, it is a beautiful byproduct of the work that we do in the program. There has never been a better time to do this work in the world. There has never been a better time to invest in your financial freedom. You can see what's happening in America right now. It's an absolute shit show. And regardless of the results of the election, there is going to be a power play and there is going to be greater control around freedom and movement of the American collective, certainly, because America and Washington, D.C. in particular controls a large part of the global financial agenda. It affects the entire world, right? And so it's like, where are you going to be? Where are you going to be in 2021? Are you going to be well into deconstructing this programming and conditioning so that you can create a life of economic freedom? Or are you going to be sitting in a place where you are being held hostage by money, being held hostage by programming and conditioning, and in many cases, actually not even being able to see how you're being manipulated? And that to me has been the biggest thing over this election is I'm literally scrolling my Facebook feed and going, wow, like they can't even see it. Can't even see it. Cannot even see how they're being manipulated, how they're being positioned against each other, how they are, like how all of this is serving one group of people. And those, that group of people does not have a political party, by the way. Their political party is cash and the collective as a commodity. Like that is their interest. That is their agenda. And they do that by keeping us divided. And so, and those are the things that it's really difficult to get people to understand. And that's why this work is so important. But we have a beautiful opportunity right now to shift out of that. And I can guarantee you, I don't know how many people are in the program already. I think 60 or something. I guarantee those people are, they're going into 2020 in an entirely different reality. And because they will be in an entirely different reality, they will be making money. They will be interacting with money in a way that creates freedom of choice, because ultimately that is what we desire. We want choices. Money does provide choices. Money provides choices. You create the outcome with your decision, but money provides choices. So that's it. That's all I have for you today. So go out and do these exercises. Have an amazing rest of your day, morning, evening, wherever you are in the world. And remember that it is your divine birthright to be wealthy in all areas of your life. And you are so worthy and you are so deserving of this work. You are so deserving of stepping back into your power. You are so deserving of deconstructing this bullshit. Like, you were never intended to be living in financial slavery. And now is the time to free yourself of that. Love you guys.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.